Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 3rd, 2025, and we have a great mix of nonprofit headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
ALSCO Uniforms donates $50,000 to Father Joe's Villages to support services for people experiencing homelessness in San Diego. ALSCO Uniforms recently announced a donation of $50,000 to Father Joe's Villages in San Diego to support services for people experiencing homelessness. With over 9,900 individuals facing homelessness in San Diego County, the need for assistance is crucial. Father Joe's Villages has been aiding the homeless for 75 years, offering housing, meals, childcare, medical care, and vocational training. ALSCO Uniforms CEO Bob Steiner emphasized the company's commitment to giving back to the community. The $50,000 contribution reflects ALSCO Uniforms' ongoing corporate social responsibility efforts. Francisco Lopez, general manager of ALSCO Uniforms Vista Branch, expressed pride in contributing to Father Joe's important work. Learn more about how you can support Father Joe's Villages in San Diego by visiting their website. Coastal Windows and Exteriors ranks number 1 woman-owned remodeler and number 4 in New England, only roofing company in the region's top 500 on the 2025 qualified remodeler list. Coastal Windows and Exteriors has been recognized as New England's number 1 woman-owned exterior remodeler and the only roofing company in the region to make the 2025 qualified remodeler top 500 list. Climbing over 200 positions in 4 years, they now rank number 191 nationally and number 4 in New England. With 842 plus Google reviews and a 4.8 star rating, Coastal stands out for their award-winning service in roofing, windows, doors, and siding. Owner Stephanie Vanderbilt, named Massachusetts Small Business Person of the Year, leads the family-owned company in delivering exceptional quality and community impact. Coastal's commitment to transparency, honesty, and putting people first has earned them the trust of homeowners across New England.
New record set for Law Rocks Seattle. The Seattle personal injury lawyers at Hershenson Law Firm were featured sponsors for the second annual Seattle Law Rocks concert event, where legal professionals showcased their musical talents to raise money for underprivileged youth. The event, held at the Crocodile, raised an impressive $105,000, with most funds staying in the local community. The overall winner and Hustle and Heart Award went to the Funk Docket, while the Lumberjacks received the Judge's Choice Award. Law Rocks has raised $9 million for music education in underserved communities and has toured 31 cities across 5 continents. Hershenson Law Firm PLLC, led by Kent personal injury lawyer Zach Hershenson, continues to advocate for clients with a track record of million-dollar victories.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.